7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich, do I understand this correctly? He's grouting some tile.
He was grouting. Oh, is he grouting again?
In his bathroom, right?
Right.
Putting new tile.
He's always working on that bathroom.
Yeah. Well, he's always working on his house, which is cool. I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people don't do. You've heard me many times say, people today in America can't fix anything. They hire it done. They can't fix their car. They can't fix their porch. They can't fix their head. They can't, I mean, certainly body stuff. If you've got problems with your health, it's probably advisable to find an advisor, although you can find out a whole heck of a lot online. There are various sources, 4 or 5 really good sources online where you can find, I think, as much as you might find out from a lot of doctors who haven't, I think, was it Ken? I think Ken Kronhaus, either Ken or Jack Stockwell, the two medical guys that we use in the program, one of them told me recently that they felt that whatever they learned in college or medical school was outdated. There's nothing that they use now in their practice that they learned when they were in college. I think it was Ken who told me that, or in the medical school, that all of the stuff has either been supplanted, has been replaced, has been added, has somehow new research. And because I think the discussion, if I remember correctly, came about as my continuing focus on science and the scientific method. Scientific method is not bad, but science continues to disprove itself because it is corrupted, as is most everything else, by money. And so you see these scientific studies, vitamin C is no good anymore. What nonsense? You know, vitamin D, today is good, tomorrow is bad. Well, who's paying for the study? It's the same with the various drugs that are around. But when you get right down to brass tacks, all of these things are not really necessary if you've taken good care of yourself in the main. I'm going to bring in Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru and who joins us every week on the program. Andrea, we were thinking and talking about you yesterday, actually, and I can't remember, Heather and I were just talking about it, whether it was because we were espousing the value of eating bugs. And
new sources of protein.
Well, that's it. Protein, what you need to put into your body, what you need to be healthy, in order to build muscle and to have strength, you must have protein, right?
I think I'd rather have a glass of milk.
Well,
a smart lady.
Yeah, yeah, but in the future, this was a Futurama sort of thing, a futuristic approach to health and well-being. And one of the things that we all know is that you got to have protein in order to maintain health. There are lots of other things. We talk about some of these things that are in these products from Youngevity, minerals and that sort of thing, amino acids. But in order to stay healthy, I was talking about
entomophagy.
That's it, right, entomophagy. Yeah, we should have asked whether or not Andrea knew what entomophagy
G was. She would have known.
Yeah, she probably would.
Yeah, G.
All right, anyway, so we have the idea of breath and breathing and what you do with your
bug
body.
Breath.
Right. All right, so we'll get to, I want to try something out on Andrea in a second, but one of the things that we've sort of gotten used to is Andrea shows up on the scene, she likes to have a chuckle. So in just a moment, we'll have a little laughter at 10 after, and then we'll get to the bottom line with Andrea and a couple of items that will be of help to you, hopefully, in the exercise routine. We're in the exercise room on Good Day at 11. Oops, how can we do laughter at 10 after? It's already 11 after the hour.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Andrea Metcalf with Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman on Good Day. The idea behind having a laugh or two is really rooted in one's health and well-being, because if you laugh a lot, you will last a lot longer. There's something, Andrea, about laughing that does great things to your body or for your body, right?
Absolutely. Positive energy. It's core control. It's circulation, and it's just plain fun.
Yeah.
So what do you got for me to laugh at today?
Two beggars are sitting side by side on a street in Rome. One has a cross in front of him. The other one holds a Star of David. A lot of people are passing by, but they put money only into the hat of the man who has the cross. Eventually, the Pope strolls by and notices the inequality in donations. Approaching the beggar with the star, the pontiff says, "My poor fellow, don't you understand? This is a Catholic country. This city is the seat of Catholicism. People aren't going to give you money if you sit there with the Star of David, especially when you're sitting beside a man with a cross. In fact, they would probably give him more money to help him out just out of spite." The beggar with the star listened, smiled, turned to the other beggar and said, "Moshe, would you look who's trying to teach the Goldstein brothers about marketing?"
I was a little nervous where that was going.
Now, most of the time I've read them ahead of time. Not always, but most of the time I've learned my lesson over the years, and so I'm trying not to stick my foot in a place where it doesn't belong. I'm usually prepared anyway. So, again, laughter and what it does to you and all the other things. Your job is to keep people physically fit. So I'm going to tell you a story about my visit to the chiropractor yesterday and see how this rings with the people who need more aerobic exercise. This is about aerobic exercise. And the difference between aerobic exercising and exercising with weights and weight training and that sort of thing. I have a bad sciatic problem that has been a problem off and on three or four times over the last 10 years. I have this problem, and it really is bad now, as to the point where I can't sit very long, and I certainly can't drive very long. So if I'm not on a tractor for a long period of time, I'm in agony. I went to the chiropractor. He did an adjustment, and I could feel it. You know how sometimes if you're used to going to the chiropractor, and you know when he really does it, when he really gets to something, and finds what the problem is. So he did the adjustment, and he said to me, "How much aerobic exercise are you getting?" And this guy knows me. I've been going to him for 35 years, so it's not like he doesn't know me. And I said, "Well, I'm getting a little bit more now than I normally have or I used to. And I'm also probably a little more conscious. I'm working out with weights a little bit more. I just am more active." He said, "Well, that's part of the problem." And the reason I bring this up is because sometimes people think that exercise is the answer to all the problems, but you got to be smart about how you do it. And I tend to overdo pretty much everything that I do. And so I have done something in terms of exercise that has pinched this nerve. I have to be careful, but he said that more aerobic exercise would be better for this because of my lower back, yada, yada, yada. So I guess I want to get from you, Andrea, in our time that we have here, sort of a definition of aerobic exercise. How does Andrea Metcalf combine working with weights for strength training and for looks with the aerobic exercising that's necessary to keep your innards, if you will, functioning properly? That's a long way of getting to the question, but I thought you'd enjoy the story.
The story is good. I still want to hear back of why you guys are eating bugs. But when we talk about health and wellness and exercise, there's three parts to exercise. And if you skip any one part, then you don't have a full full meal was really for your heart and for your body. Just like we need protein, fats, and carbohydrates in exercise, we need cardiovascular heart health. We need strength, more muscles, and then we also need flexibility for our joints. And if you skip any part of this, if you're only a runner, you're really only getting the cardiovascular benefits. If you only do yoga, you may be getting some strength for your muscles and flexibility for your joints, but you may be not reaching the amount of heart pumping, blood, heart beating exercise to have a cardiovascular effect. So you need a little bit of everything. When you feel that you are getting out of breath, and I don't mean within the first 3 to 5 minutes of any kind of exercise, meaning about 10 to 15 minutes into it that you can feel yourself breathing, that's when you're doing aerobic exercise. That's when you're going to get the benefit. And they say we need at least 30 minutes of that every day. Now, it could be combined in 10-minute increments of vigorous, moderate to vigorous exercise, but really that's the key. We have to think about moving enough so we can feel our heart beating and hear ourselves breathing, and then work on those muscles and work on movement patterns that are flexible. But, you know, there's something interesting about your back pain and sitting on the tractor that's common to so many people. Do you know what it is?
No.
Well, whenever we are sitting, there's a muscle, let's call it a string, from the top of your thigh to your spine, and it's on the front part of your spine, meaning if I put my hand on my back, let's call that the back part of the spine, mm-hmm. but this pulls on the front. So it pulls that lumbar spine in more of an arched position. And anytime we get into that position for a long period of time, 20 minutes or longer, that muscle starts to shorten and think it's supposed to be in that position to hold you in place. These are your iliacus and psoas muscles. But when you go to stand up, muscles continue to contract unless another muscle tells them to stop. In other words, my bicep works. When my tricep turns on, my bicep shuts down. Mm-hmm. Well, with this psoas and your back muscles or your glutes, it doesn't shut off. So if you picture that when you go to stand up, your body is still in this bent over position, but you go and stand up, you can see how much more arch in the spine you create. Until you turn on your glutes, open up that rib cage, and take a real deep breath in. So I tell people who are in a car driving a long time, or sitting on an airplane, or for you, sitting on a tractor, the minute that you get off that tractor, stand up and stretch and squeeze your glutes or squeeze your butt, not somebody else's, and lift up and stretch. And that'll reset what's going on with the muscles and the pull on the spine, which will most likely take out the pain that can possibly happen. It's when we leave ourselves in those positions, those fixed positions, that then the body has to work around them because our joints don't let go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So thus, if we're not doing all these things properly, we do have joint pain and things that are the sciatic stuff, whatever it is, those things are going to come back maybe as you age, if you're trying to age, whether it's gracefully or not. You need to keep aware of it because you have more wear and tear on the things that support the nerves, the joints and that sort of thing. So you keep them healthy, and that can be through exercise and supplementation. Then you're going to be better off. You're not going to be a warden of the state when you get to be 70, 75, 80 years of age. And who wants to be dependent on somebody else? We don't want. Most people who are getting older want to be independent, not dependent. And so there's some common sense stuff from Andrea Metcalf. Check out her website, andreametcalf.com. Her material is always in our Better Living box at dougsteffen.com. And her book, Naked Fitness, really is a lot of fun to read. Andrea Metcalf here helping us out physically at 21 after on Good Day.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338. In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Good day at 24 after the hour from Seals and Crofts, Dash Croft. What an interesting name. Do you think that's his real name?
Dash?
Dash Crofts.
That'd be great.
A drummer
Dash
with...
Saying, hey, Dash. Yeah. Rocker name.
Hey, Dash. I'm dashing over to Dash's Dash. House. He was a member of a group with Glenn Campbell called The Champs, and they did a tune, an instrumental called Tequila. And that's how he got started. He plays the drums and has late played the mandolin as well. Summer Breeze, one of their big songs. Diamond Girl, Get Closer, We May Never Pass This Way Again. You're the Love, Hummingbird, remember all those songs with the Seals and Crofts? So Dashcroft, born on this date in 1940. That makes him, what, 72 today? Ooh-wee. Next up with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. David Crosby, who was responsible for a child with Melissa Etheridge, right? Isn't that where she got her contribution?
Yeah.
I think I remember that, right. Yeah.
Her donation.
Okay. Does that sound better? That's a little more tactful. Though. David Von Cortland is his real name. And how many of their songs can you name? He was actually one of the founding members of the Byrds before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mr. Tambourine Man, he wrote Teacher Children, Woodstock, Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes, songs like that. It was Crosby, Stills, and Young, and then Nash got involved. They've sort of been in and out together, but significant amount of musical history there with him. Crosby, born in the state in 1941, so he's a year younger than Crofts. He's 71. Happy birthday to Steve Martin.
Wow.
Steve Martin.
That wild, crazy guy.
Started off in the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour as the writer, 1968-69. And then some of the great movies he's been in, All of Me, Roseanne, L.A. Story, Parenthood, Father of the Bride, Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid, The Jerk, Man with Two Brains, Three Amigos, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Probably first became known well as a member of the cast at Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's an author, too. He's written some books. He's written many plays, too. He's a playwright. Yeah. Great playwright.
And
a musician.
What I call him,
a Renaissance man.
Thank you. That's it. Born this day, 1945. Steve Martin is 67 today. Happy birthday to him. Speaking of honkies, Antonio Fargas, who played Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch.
Ah.
Now, honkies are supposed to be white people, right?
Yes, so they say.
I kind of turned this around. This guy kind of reminds me of a honky, and I don't know why. there, and I don't think he's done anything that was significant other than this. Let's see. It's Susan St. James, who was in McMillan and Wife. Many of you remember from her. In a number of movies and stuff, like Love at First Bite. But most people remember her from being in McMillan and Wife. She was married to Rod... Not Taylor. Rod... who's the, he was big, big matinee idol and went to television. He was gay.
Matinee idol. No,
Taylor.
Was gay.
No, it wasn't Rod Taylor. Was it Rod Taylor? It was Taylor. I'm trying to remember his first name.
I hate not being able to play this game with you.
Rip. No, it wasn't Rip Taylor, for heaven's sakes. No, somebody, you'll find it for me. Meanwhile, Danielle Steele, the author of Vanished, Wanderlust, Daddy, the Range Secrets, Going Home.
Her heart pounds deeply in her chest.
Right, yeah, exactly. Born in the state,
good stuff.
1947. Gary Larson was born in the state, 1950. The cartoonist who's responsible for The Far Side. Let's see here. Who else do we have that we ought to acknowledge? How about Larry Graham? Oh, my God. Richie, if we were here, would be getting the gun out. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you... There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather Bachman. Roberta has jumped on a train or something. I don't know where she's going, but she's gonzo. Richie's fixing his bathroom, so it's up to Jennifer, Heather, and me to keep you up on what's going on. The special and unique person that you are a creature. There's, if I remember the poem that this comes from, you are a creature of the planet. It goes back to the 1960s. It was an audio that came, oh my God, I'm going back into this.
In the Wayback Machine?
Yeah, this is a guy from Canada who put together, he was a disc jockey, and he put together something that became, strangely enough, a hit record. And it was a tribute to the endowment that you all have, the capacity that we all have, the power that we all have to create desirable pictures inside of our mind. You are the master of the universe. I can remember that line.
A creature unlike any other.
Yeah, kind of. But I don't remember. I don't remember anymore. But if we could find it, it's a great audio piece, actually. And it underscores what I have come to believe is the idea or ideal of our lives, that you can grow into any condition that you desire, provided that you first make yourself, you put yourself into a mental attitude. Now, you can be in a mental attitude, and you'll attract just exactly what you're thinking or fearing or whatever it is. If you picture yourself vividly as a winner, whether it's athlete, imagine all of the work that the Olympic athletes had to go through in order to be winners. What kind of mindset they had to have. Never mind what they did with their bodies, but being in the right shape in terms of your mind had to lead them. You have to be there before you can do what's necessary with your body. Your mind has to be there in order to make your dreams come true. And I think that you saw that a lot. We were talking earlier about this young lady, Gabby, whose last name I can never remember, who was on the parallel bars, I think. Wasn't she, what, 15, 16 years old? Giffords, I think you're right. No.
No.
That's
no.
What's the matter with you? Go back,
gosh.
Fix your tile, will you please?
Gifford.
Yeah. No, this
Douglas,
is
Gabby Douglas.
Gabby Douglas.
Current, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's like 15.
15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the news media has trashed her. Kind of reminds me like this Lolo Jones. Last week we were talking about her and how the New York Times ripped her apart because of her own beliefs about how she wanted to live her life. Now, this young woman who's 15, 16 years old happened to not perform particularly well, and I don't even know why she didn't. Does anybody who was following the Olympics know why Gabby Douglas didn't do well? She just didn't live up to expectations, didn't feel well, didn't seem to do things that...
She won a title.
She won a medal. She won a gold medal.
But she's still been trashed.
She has been trashed over ridiculous things like she
like
had
her
on
hair.
Wearing a pink... pink outfit instead of the colors, you know, patriotic colors, et cetera. Right. Things like that constantly. They were just constant digs at her. And she's a girl who apparently came from, you know, her home. Her mom wasn't able to really get behind
her, whatever.
And a family took her in to train her and get her to the point where she could, you know, compete.
Yeah.
And she did. And I just... It's
disgusting.
It's really upset me seeing them dig at her. And plus, she's a 15-year-old girl.
Well, even if anybody is on their own, how do you combat the New York Times? How does one person, no matter who it is, unless maybe it's Donald Trump, and you have the ability to use the bully pulpit to go after some of these? One of the things that my son's godfather said to me when I was doing a local radio program here in Framingham where I grew up many years ago, I used to go back and forth because the guy that was the editor of the newspaper didn't like me. And so he was always giving me a shot. And sometimes it didn't have anything to do with the radio. It had to do with a farm or something that I was doing there. But he was always taking a shot.
Taking digs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would take a shot back at him. And my friend John King used to say, don't get into a peeing, but that's not the word he used.
Right. But a matchup.
With a snake. And I never forgot that, even though I still do it from time to time. And I get stuck in that same sort of strange, silly place that we all go to. Because you want to stand up for the little guy. I don't like it when people take advantage or berate.
And I mean, this girl, she won a gold.
Right. So who the hell are you to take shots?
If
a politician running for president, maybe they can stand up for themselves and get the attention of the media. But this is a 15-year-old girl who isn't at all schooled in the ways of the world.
Who brought us home the gold.
Yeah, right. So
thanks, Gabby.
Basically, to the people that write negative things about kids like that, screw you. How's that for making a point?
Thank you, Gabby.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. Progress being made toward developing a hydrogen fuel cell that can power an automobile for at least 250 miles. It can last 2,000 hours and operate at the equivalent gasoline price of $3 a gallon. This is according to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. One team participating in the National Fuel Cell Electric Vehicle Learning Demonstration achieved a 254-mile driving range. Another team achieved 2,521 hours in durability. That's different. The thing lasting as long as it does is part of what they're trying to deal with here. It's like batteries. You put a battery in a car or you run it by battery power, it runs out, and when it runs out, you are done. Wherever you are, you know, the gasoline-powered car, you coast down the hill, and hopefully you can find a gas station and you go put gasoline and you start the car and you drive away. When you have a fuel, they haven't been able to figure out how to do that with these fuel cell cars or battery driven cars. When they're out of juice, they're out of juice. If you're driving across, I'm thinking of Route 93 or 95 that goes across from Arizona to Las Vegas. There are 80 miles of nothing.
Mm.
80 miles
of nothing.
You have
to potty. It's a cactus. Yeah.
Right. So what happens if something goes wrong or you just run out of juice, as it were, in the middle of that 80 miles of nothing?
You're camping out.
You are done. and if you can, even out in those places, you can't find cell service particularly well. So hopefully you can hail somebody or stop someone.
Your trailer.
A car, right. You get a truck to come out and pick you up or whatever it is, and that's it. So, anyway, I just find it very interesting how, in fact, we are so eager to achieve something new, which is good, because that's what our progress is all based on. But, hello, let's not go off the deep end here. There are lots of other ways of propelling cars that don't... I mean, this is good for the atmosphere, supposedly. The thing that bothers me has been so much federal money has been thrown into these things. Just millions and millions and millions of dollars. And Yes, it's good.
Maybe it's good for city driving.
Yeah.
You know,
but does it weigh in terms of the other the things that we need? How do you decide what the priorities are? You know, I'm somebody who believes in NASA and the space program, and other people say, nah, it's a waste of money. So then how do we get to some place where we evaluate what the options are, what the choices are, what the benefits are, and all kind of come to an agreement? Can we come to agreements about anything anymore? Today's a beautiful day. Nah, it isn't. My boss just fired me. But it's a beautiful day. No, it's, you know, that kind of stuff. It's silly.
It's the perception you choose to take.
It is. All right, am I too late for a 2020 quiz question? I want to kind of...
I'm the boss today, and I say it's okay.
And you say it's okay? I heard McFadden wandering around in the studio someplace. He's trying to connect us to his reality. I'd like to.
I'm not sure if I even have a reality at this
today,
moment.
Right, you have grout on your hands. Instead of blood on your hands, you have grout on your
hands.
That's right. I'd like to do this quiz two different ways. I'm going to ask you the question, but Jennifer's also going to post the question on our social media sites. Is that okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
You can do that. All right. So here's the question. I want to know what ochlophobia is.
Okay, every day hold on. We come you're going to have to spell this for me because I'm not. I'm
okay. O, no, you're not really. O C H.
I am so.
Oh. I was trying to give you credit. O C H L O.
Okay, hold on. O
C H. Yeah, okay.
L O.
L O. Phobia.
Hello.
P H O B I A. Ochlophobia. A morbid fear of what?
Of Chad Ochocinco.
800-510-8255, or it's being posted on Twitter now or Facebook. Where are you putting
both.
This?
Both.
All right, both of them there. All right, let's see how quickly we get an answer. 800-510-8255. The choices are, do I need to give choices, or do you want me to just have people figure it out?
No choices.
Okay, no choices. What is ochlophobia? Ochlophobia, depending on how you pronounce it. It's a morbid fear of what? 800-510-8255. This will be a word that you'll talk about all day long. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right. Testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Do you know who the first two soldiers to be honored with the Purple Heart were? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military, show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1779, Sergeant Elijah Churchill and Sergeant William Brown were both awarded the Badge of Military Merit for their service during the Revolutionary War. making them the first to ever receive the award, which would become known as the Purple Heart. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Odds and sods. It's 14 before the hour. Doug, Stefan, Rich has joined us. Do you know what oclophobia means?
I do. Of course, I looked it up on Wikipedia.
All right. So good for you, Richie. You're all set. 800-510-8255. Jennifer, you know, we didn't discuss during your television time earlier on this morning the fact that Sesame Street's looking for a new cast member.
See?
And I was, we were talking about something. Oh, I know what it was. The Price is Right is looking
the
for
male
a
model.
Male model, and they're taking sort of, are they on social media looking for
people? Well,
they're
going to do a web series, actually, to get the male model. So you can go to an open casting call. The winners will be chronicled on a web series.
Yeah.
And then people will have an opportunity to pick their favorites.
Oh, I am so going to win this.
Yeah, I think you guys should do it.
I'm going to be the male model and the Price is Right.
Uh-huh.
And then they go on to YouTube with videos. People vote for the ultimate person. The winner will be the host or the male model of the week, I guess, October 15th on the Price is Right.
Where's Bob at?
All right. So there's also, according to the story at DougStefan.com today, an open casting call for a new recurring character on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have the details of what they're looking for?
Yes, please.
A male or female actor from 18 to 25, fluent, as Richie was suggesting, in both Spanish and English, comfortable with multiple Spanish dialects and accents, a good sense of humor, must be able to sing well. The actor ought to be comfortable with both physical and improvisational comedy.
Let's
and
be again.
Should be warm, likable, engaging. That kind
can
of
live
you.
In a trash can.
Yeah. Must be prepared to sing a lot in Spanish and English a cappella.
Make a sandwich with Bert and Ernie.
The casting call is Monday, the 20th of August, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Roseland Ballroom in New York on West 52nd Street.
That's two new jobs for me.
Bring a headshot with you, Richie, and a resume. If you have any more questions, contact Joe Lopik of McCorkle Casting. Joe at McCorkleCasting.com.
That sounds like a Muppet name.
McCorkle. It's the big deal.
I think it'd be better as the male model and the Price is Right, though.
You think so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, here we are at 11 before the hour trying to find out what oclophobia is. And here to help us with that is Molly, listening in Mount Vernon on WMVO. Hello, Molly.
Hello, it's an abnormal fear of crowds.
Yes, do you have that?
Ooh.
That is what it is. It's a
yes,
fear of
Yes, I've
morbid.
Got this wonderful little dictionary, electric dictionary with a game that I have called Quiddler. It's a game. It's a word game. You
What's
know,
it called?
It's a Quiddler. Quiddler. Quiddler.
Quiddler.
It's the funnest game in the world. You get, you know, you deal from like 3 up to 10 cards, and you got to spell words with the letters you get dealt.
Right, so and that's how you knew what this was. That's how you knew this
well,
word.
So you used the dictionary to look it up.
Ah. I just pulled it out of my purse. I have it, keep it with me in case I find somebody that wants to play a word game with me.
All right. Well, here are your choices of prizes. Heather, tell them what she may have won, will you please?
Well, you may have won your choice between Doug Stefan paraphernalia, Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, or Handyman subscriptions.
How about that? How about a round of applause for Molly?
Hey,
hey
Doug.
A handyman subscription.
I'm with you.
Good job, Molly. Hey, Dougie, also we have a winner on Facebook. Alan
yes.
Bryan said, fear of unruly mob. So good job, Alan. You get
so we get him
too.
Yeah, right. Give him the prize.
You guys are so smart.
Right, exactly. Somebody said snakes. Somebody said computers. Fear of drowning was another one of the options, or one of the suggestions that came from people. It's the Good Day program, 51 past the hour, boys and girls.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is The Dentist by Steve Martin from the movie Little Shop of Horrors. Steve Martin's birthday today, 67. So we'll have one of his movies. I guess what we'll do is we'll take three pieces. Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, is here. Chuck, here's what we're going to do, the usual routine. We'll take three audio excerpts from a movie that Steve Martin starred in, and you're going to figure out what movie it is. Pretty simple. I think you did a couple of these, matter of fact. I don't remember for sure. This one almost got filmed on my farm, actually, at least a piece of it. And so maybe that's a help. Maybe it's not. 800-510-8255. You figure out what the movie is, you'll call us. You haven't won before on Movie Moments. You get a swell prize. So here we go with our first audio clue from the Steve Martin movie celebrating his birthday.
Do not leave Europe.
But I have to go to Asia.
Got it.
Okay.
Do not leave Europe or Asia.
We have one match in Brazil.
All right. Do not leave Europe, Asia, or the Americas.
Okay.
All right. 800-510-8255. Here's call sheet number two.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
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 The burger.
800.
He's so great at being stupid. Yeah. I love it.
800-510-TALK. Last clip.
Do you think it's possible that the killer could be watching you right now?
Well, if I was a killer, I would certainly be watching and possibly taping for later playback because, you know, it's a big deal to be talked about on TV.
All right. I had something in my mind, but I decided to leave it. 800. Yeah, you're welcome. 800-510-8255. All right, so in general, Chuck Curry, what would you say was the highlight of Steve Martin's career, given the fact that he does play these foolish characters well, but he also does well in...
Well, I would say, really, some of the highlights of his career would be his appearances on Saturday Night Live in the 70s, certainly. Yeah. Yeah. My two favorite DeMond films probably would be Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, and I'm a big fan of Ron Howard's Parenthood. I love that film.
Roxanne's
very good. I mean, his earlier work, The Jerk, very popular.
Yeah.
I don't like him I didn't like Trains, Planes, and Automobiles at all, frankly. No. But I do like, I think he, the serious side of his acting, the sweet side in Fatherhood, or the romantic lead opposite Alec Baldwin.
And yeah, it's great.
Complicated, that kind of stuff he does well. But he is a real bon vivant. He's very talented.
You saw him at the Jazz Fest.
So good.
Yeah, he's just all around.
His stand-up stuff is
very good.
Classic. Right,
anyway.
And he was a pretty good host of The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Chuck, what's in the movie news bag today?
Two bits of movie news. Rich will like this one. After years of talks, it looks like a third entry in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure series will actually happen. There's a working script and a studio go-ahead. Keanu Reeves is committed. I think the happiest person has to be the co-star, Alex Winter, who hasn't appeared on camera probably in 20 years. With the Expendables 2 opening on Friday, producers already working on a third entry in the franchise. Yeah. The head producer says that Nick Cage will have a part in the third installment, and they have talked, now this is what he says, they've talked to Clint Eastwood and Harrison Ford, but in my opinion, that's never going to happen. They also say they want Wesley Snipes to be in the third one once he gets out of the
break him out of jail.
Be part of the plot.
He's more than welcome.
Yeah, I think it is a little push to imagine that Harrison Ford or Clint Eastwood would participate in one of these things.
I would be surprised. I think they should just ask Steven Seagal to do it. He'll certainly do it, and then maybe try to get Kurt Russell for the third one.
Steven Seagal for sure.
Yeah,
one of these things.
I read the reviews for the one coming out Friday, and a lot of people say it's a lot of fun. It's better than the first one.
The first one was just too much crazy blow 'em up stuff.
The series is nothing more than a glorified
movie. That's all it is.
But that's fine. Right. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, right.
That's
room.
What they're supposed to be.
But that's what, exactly. And people are expecting sort of a cartoon. And that's what they're getting. It's like tongue-in-cheek. There isn't a script. I mean, they'll come up with an idea. But you think these guys are following a script?
They're basically redoing the stuff that they did in the 80s that made them famous.
Yeah.
And that was fun in the 80s. And whether people accept that in 2012 is,
they did. They did before. Rich in the Florida Keys. What's the name of that movie from Steve Martin?
I'm thinking Pink Panther.
You are thinking correctly, sir, because it is the Pink Panther. I think it was the second of the Pink Panther movies that he did. Anyway, Steve Martin, 67 today. We celebrate it by giving you a swell prize. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.